I'd like to call to order the October 1st meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. We do have a member absent tonight. I'd like to entertain a motion for Member Dugan's excusal.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. As far as the agenda, it's a short and sweet agenda with really just one item beyond the adoption of minutes. Any comments on the agenda? Okay, motion to approve.
Wait, remember we're going to not approve the minutes.
And we're approving agenda. The adoption of the agenda.
This is agenda.
Oh, just the agenda, sorry.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
I'll move adoption of the agenda.
Yep. Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. As far as the minutes go, there's a couple issues that we want to revisit on the minutes and certainly entertain any other thoughts that you all may have. One is that Member Galbraith is referenced in a few places as vice chair, and that just needs to get cleaned up. And then secondly, and this is something that Mandy is going to go back and listen to the recording, but if you go to almost the end of the minutes, there's reference in there about a statement that the Planning and Zoning Commission shall review and make recommendations to town council and on the extent, location, design of all public structures and so forth. There had been, and referenced in the minutes, suggestion by council to change shall to may. And then subsequently, there indicates in the minutes that that was then recommended to be deleted altogether. And Vice Chair Barlock has questioned whether that indeed was what we decided. So, like I said, Mandy is going to go ahead and go back, listen to the recording, and then we will review these minutes again at our next meeting. Any other comments on that?
Well, based on the outcome of that statement, we'll determine how the next, my presentation goes today, because I have mine based on the word may.
Okay.
So we really can't go forward with mine until we resolve that.
Wow. Okay. That does present a whole different issue, because we were planning on presenting Chapter 12 to council this month.
But you're talking about the may. It is saying that PZ's Planning and Zoning consent is to remove the paragraph.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we voted on, personally.
That we did.
That's what I remember. But, you know, I mean, but the recording will tell the truth.
Yeah.
So,
do you recall?
I don't recall. I remember talking about it. I don't remember what we decided.
Yeah, I'm the same way, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I know we did talk about it, and I have notes saying both. I say remove, and then I cross out the word remove, and I have may circled. Mm-hmm. So I went with the may.
I can do the recording now.
I mean,
if it's going to impact the rest of the agenda, I would say, you know, take five minutes and listen to the recording.
Because this is a Chapter 12 item that, again, right, was intended to be presented to council.
Do you need to take a...
Or, yeah.
You can do all that, but couldn't you just, when Article 12 comes up on the agenda, couldn't you decide which way you want to go, and then either, if there's no changes, go with Joe's draft, or if there's a change, approve it as amended.
So we just make, you know, we have the discussion again, and then either, that's fine.
It's documented in these minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Good. So we will still continue to table these minutes, though, for now.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Why? All right. Why are we tabling them now?
Well, we also have changes that need to be made.
Well, can we approve them with those changes?
You can.
Yeah. Well, but again, we haven't discussed.
It doesn't matter.
Your Chapter 12.
My Chapter 12 will stay the way it is in those minutes. End of last month. Now we come to this month. We have a discussion on how it's going to be.
So to approve it, to delete, and then revisit? Because that's the minutes indicated that it's to be deleted.
No, I think we should table the minutes, because the minutes have to be accurate regardless of what we do in today's agenda.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah. It's difficult, I think, to us delete and then potentially then have to add again language, right?
Because what we're doing today can supersede our minutes. I mean, we had a discussion, so if we decide to keep it in or change it today, it'll supersede the minutes. The minutes is just a record.
Yeah. So, Council, you following?
Yeah, you could approve the minutes subject to what happens with, you could table them, instruct staff to revise them based on what you do when you get to that provision or report.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's just, I'll bring the minutes back next month with that correction.
So do you need a motion to table? We need a motion to table?
Yeah, just motion to table.
I'll make a motion to table the minutes until our next meeting.
And I'll bring it back next meeting, and then they'll be accurate. Because there is some typo in there. I corrected the vice chair thing. I thought it was only in one part. I didn't realize it was. I didn't catch it.
Yep. All right, so I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So, got the agenda, we've got the minutes out of the way. Any public comments? All right, old business. If you'll remember, we took time at our last meeting to go through the suggested changes that Vice Chair Barlock had brought to planning and zoning, discussion around those changes, and then tonight the intent hopefully will be to finalize those changes so they can be presented to council later this month. So Joe, you want to go ahead and take us through that?
Sure. I'm not going to go through the detail I did last time, but all the comments from last meeting have been incorporated. This is a 43-page chapter. We discussed 25 items and kind of resolved them last time. I did add the one thing is page numbers so that you could follow me a little easier. So the page numbers are at the bottom of the agenda. So the first item I'd like to discuss, there's five items left that I just wanted to go through one more time because they're a little not straightforward, for lack of better words. So look at page 4. And you'll see in that big red section, there's some blue in the middle. I deleted Mountain Ridge Protection Regulation, because we don't have any mountain ridges in Curie Beach. So it's just one thing that's a little strange. So I took it out. Okay. I don't think we need any further discussion unless somebody has a question.
I have a question.
Yes.
So all the red that's marked through, is that coming out as well?
Well, you'll see it's retyped below as A, B, C, D, E, F.
Oh, you broke it out.
I broke it out, correct.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And in the breakout, I deleted the mountain ridge.
Okay. Right.
Okay. The next is on page 11. You'll see that the entire item H has been deleted, those definitions, because they're already contained in section 1202020 of definitions. So this is a complete duplication, so I deleted that.
Joe, where are the existing definitions again?
They are in 1202020. The next item is page 17. And we had some discussion on this last time also. This has to do with the familial relationship. And at the end of the paragraph, I added and domestic partner relationships.
Yep.
Because that's the wording that we came up with last time.
Right. Okay.
The next item is page 21, and this is actually the item that we talked about in the minutes. You'll see in the second line of item K, I changed the word shall to may. So here we could have some discussion. Do we want to leave it in there with the may, or do we want to just remove item K completely?
Yeah, I don't know really. I don't recall the reason for discussion around deleting it altogether. I think we clearly recognized that there were times where we were not asked to do the work that was described, and I think based on council recommendation, that was the reason to change shall to may, so that there could be times where we're asked to then get involved, but it would be probably more on a request basis.
Yeah, that's my thinking too. You could put a comma after may and put at the discretion of town council before the may.
We have never done this.
Any of this.
Ever. So, you know, it's, nor have we ever been asked. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with May in there, so.
The statute that creates planning boards or authorizes planning boards has a provision in it saying that you can do other duties as directed by town council. May by itself still is ambiguous because you don't know who's going to exercise that May. Town council telling you all or you all on your own. Point two, I guess that is. Point three is if you're dealing with public buildings and facilities, town council is heavily invested in that because of the procurement and design standards. So you can take it out, but you could also modify it based on the statutory provision for town council directing additional actions and just plug in at town council's discretion.
Well, then, if town council tells us to do it,
yeah,
we're going to do it. So it's a shall at the direction of town council.
That's true.
So we don't change shall to may. We just put in at the direction of town council.
Yeah, you could.
But, you know, if I could have context to this, because I've been on this board for a long time, we have, you know, I'm aware of that as chair of this for many, many, many years. I was aware of this particular thing when the fire department was built, and I raised this to the town council that shouldn't we be looking at this and giving recommendations. And they said absolutely they were not interested in our opinion at all when it came to that.
That's sort of what I meant by council being
heavy. Yeah, so, you know, in fact, they were a little bit offended that we even asked that we'd be looking at it. Now, the town council membership has changed a little bit since then.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can go anyway, you know, but we definitely need to make it so we're not obligated to do this,
right,
because it's really out of our purview.
We don't
this
do
is
it
not
our
a planning. I mean,
think shall at council's discretion works.
I do too.
So shall, and then put
at the discretion of town, at the direction of town council.
Yeah, direction is better.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Tony, any thoughts?
No. Either way, it's only if the town tells us to do it.
Right. Exactly.
If they don't tell us to do it, it's not in our
purview.
And that's,
I mean,
and that's where I think this.
Because we're talking about street lines and a whole bunch of stuff that really aren't under our purview anyway here.
So shall.
At the direction of town council, review and make recommendations.
Good.
You need any commas in there?
Yeah, commas in there. And I'll make those changes and send them back to you, Jim, to put in as a text
you
amendment.
You can send them directly to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put them on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we have consensus on that, Gus?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last item is a simple one on page 42. Item G at the top, definitions, that has been removed because there is no KBC 1102070H. I could find no relative definitions elsewhere.
Okay.
Okay. So those are all the changes. So with those understood, I'm looking for a motion to recommend that we present this text amendment to council at the next council meeting.
I'll make a motion that we don't actually approve this, that we are recommending the suggested changes to town council with the discussion and amendments that we talked about today.
Yeah, for chapter 12.
For chapter 12.
Why don't you just make the motion simple and say recommend the town council to adopt chapter 12 text amendments?
Okay, I will amend my motion to that motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, thank you.
Good job, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
I mean, that's been an amazing amount of work. I mean, just amazing.
13 is half done.
Yep. 13 and 14 is all that's left.
Can you send me these, and then I'll just put them on the agenda for council, so you send them straight to me?
Okay. Yeah.
Do I need to put these in the format, Jim, of text amendment, like, or just send them to Mandy?
I think you can just run over
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we usually put them on.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So then, so Mandy, this will be on council agenda for October.
Yes, it'll be under planning and zoning.
Yep. Okay. All righty. Only other new business item. With the election scheduled for the first Tuesday, the equipment will still be in the building on Wednesday, so we cannot have our meeting on the first Wednesday of November. The question would be whether we want to reschedule November, or based on the fact that we don't really have any agenda items identified at this point, do we want to cancel November altogether?
Well, we always cancel December, so that would be 2 months that we wouldn't meet then. I mean, that's, I mean, if we have nothing to do, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But well, I am a little nervous about formally canceling now, when, because we would actually have to make a decision on canceling December today too if we're not going to meet again.
True.
Yeah, and I would recommend, if we're going to cancel November, we keep December on the calendar at this point.
I would recommend that also, because I'm shooting for the next two chapters.
Why don't we cancel December usually?
It hasn't always been.
No, it's just been kind of an informal thing. We canceled December before.
I know I had heard that before, but I also know that we did have meetings in December because mm-hmm. Joe was prepared to present to us.
Yeah.
And it would be Wednesday, December 3rd, so it's really not interfering with the holiday in any way.
So cancel November, keep December.
Well, there's a question.
Likely going to have an HPC meeting probably in November or December.
In November?
So I don't know if that...
For a hearing?
I'm expecting an application to come in at any time for a major COA.
Do you think it would be in November or December? Because I think that would impact...
It's going to be in November, so I don't know how that would apply to the third. They need to have their application in within 30 days before the next meeting, so it's like coming up.
Well, if we were to cancel that November meeting and this did come in, could we schedule a special meeting?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's what I...
It would have to... Yeah, sometime after 30 days after.
They have that within 30 days. We have to post notice.
Yeah, so if they don't get it in by the 3rd of October,
then
it's going to go on the December meeting, right? Because we have...
Mm-hmm. If we wanted to reschedule, mm-hmm. try to get it in...
Yeah, so I mean, it's a matter of whether we schedule a special meeting or we then just say no. We have our meetings scheduled like this.
Are they pressing for action ASAP?
Yeah, he came in the other day they're ready to submit. He hasn't put in that application officially yet.
Something we're familiar with.
Yes.
Siemens.
Yes. So it'd be a big one. We don't want to make them wait for it either. Possibly.
Yeah, but it's
well, the HPC is technically separate from the planning and zoning. So the way we've been doing
we would have to schedule an HPC.
Oh, yeah,
it would have to be scheduled because we don't schedule them on a regular basis. Yeah. We don't meet.
But
so,
it still should be November 5th.
Yeah,
it should be November 5th.
Which means 30 days prior for the application.
Right.
Yeah, if like say we cancel it and then they do get it in time for that, can we reschedule it for the next week or whatever, or is that?
You know, I'm inclined just to tell them, unless there's some pressing reason, that the November meeting's been canceled and we'll hear it in December.
Okay.
And what's the problem?
For the HPC?
Yeah, because this is going to be full of voting booths. They're still going to be up on that Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether it was going to be rescheduled. That's
and
really the
also,
question.
Also, you know, I think I'd have to double check everything, but there's a lot of heavy duty notice requirements for a COA hearing. We have to look at all the dates and make sure that works out.
Yeah, I'd have to get a court reporter for that, right?
So the easiest thing is to say, sorry, but December is going to be the time.
Well, let's see when he turns the application in.
Mm-hmm. And they might be fine with December.
But if he turns the application in tomorrow or the next day, then we'll go ahead and schedule. You know what I mean? I'll reach out to you guys and we'll come up with something.
Because it doesn't have to be at the same time as regular. With the HPC, we can actually have it any time that we decide.
Right.
I would actually also say that I've been, since last week, including today, working with CMS attorney on the easement issue that was associated with the special use permit. And that's still got a ways to go before that issue resolves.
Really?
So that
mean, as far as I'm aware, they were waiting on their architectural designs because they need better design, exterior designs before they go to the HPC meeting. So I think that's what they were originally waiting for. And from what I've heard, they've got a preliminary design, which would be enough to submit an application. So.
Well, that's true, but they don't have the special use permit without the conditions. First of all, the decision for the special use permit has not been signed yet. Literally, it was revised again this morning. And the condition to get that permit is the resolution of the easement with pending.
Yeah, but is there something legally that says they can't get the COA done before they get the special use permit done? Because it's B1 district, they need a COA no matter what, whether they got the special use permit or not. So I'm not sure if you can hold them back from...
We'll just have to see how everything plays out. There's some aspects to this easement issue that I don't really want to discuss in public.
Okay. I'll talk to him tomorrow to see. He might be fine with December.
Are you talking to Adam or Lee?
Adam. Adam.
You might want to call Lee as well, the attorney. If you need that number, I've got it in the office.
Yeah, and just let me know. I mean, if we get the application in, we can schedule something.
Okay.
But I mean, if we're looking at, 30 days being towards the end of November, we might as well wait till the first week of December because we're closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I'm out of state that whole week. Yeah.
Jim's gone the whole last week of November.
Thanksgiving.
The whole last week. So yeah, let's just see when the application comes in or whatever happens when you touch base with him. And if we need to schedule something, then I will reach out and we'll get it scheduled.
Is
the board okay with that?
So just to clarify, so if it comes in by October 5th, then we're open to potentially rescheduling November. But if it comes in after November 5th,
for HPC,
or October 5th, then we're going to default to December.
Well, this is important because I canceled my trip to California, so
right.
I'm going to have to reschedule that, and
right.
I'm the chair of the HPC. It's important that we find out as soon as possible if that's okay, just because I need to do flight type of things. Mm-hmm. I do have some flexibility. So what I'm hearing is that if we get it within the next day or two, that we could schedule a early November. We just wouldn't do it on the first Wednesday like we normally have. It might be a week later or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be okay.
Then he can wait till if he opts to wait till December, we can wait till December. But if he can get it, if he wants to get it in and we're trying to do it, we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just check with you guys.
I mean, early December would be better for me because that creates more flexibility,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I'll check with you on all of your schedules when she thinks she's going to get the permit after she speaks with him. And then if we can hash it out and make it work, we will. And if not, hopefully he'll be okay for December. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, but definitely we're not going to have the November 5th period. So we could go ahead and deal with that as a planning and zoning issue right now. We don't have to do anything with GHPC because we don't
right.
schedule that. It's just planning and zoning.
We're able to hold the quasi-judicial hearing, I think, anywhere else. So that would be really rough.
We
didn't vote on this change.
Prep ourselves for that again.
Yes,
I make a motion that we cancel the November planning and zoning meeting.
I'll second.
And retain December.
Yeah,
and retain December right now.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
24 minutes.
20? That was pretty close to a record.
December meeting.